At the end of Luke's Gospel, chapter 22, we have the sad account and the sad reality of Peter's denial of our Lord and Saviour Jesus Christ. Now, we can easily point the finger at Peter on different occasions in the Scriptures, but yet, whenever we look at Peter, we often see much of ourselves. Peter was just an ordinary man. Yes, he loved the Lord, but he had his faults and his failings. He was bold, and yet at the same time, he was impulsive. He was brash. Sometimes he was ignorant. Often whenever the Lord unfolded deep and profound spiritual truth, Peter was one of the last to understand. And whenever the Lord spoke about going to the cross, Peter vowed and says, "Lord, this shall not be. I'll not let this happen." Do you remember the Lord said, "Get thee behind me, Satan"? And it highlights Peter's ignorance of the purposes of Christ in going to the cross to die there for our sins according to the Scriptures. And of course as well, Peter had vowed and promised that he would serve the Lord to the end. He would even go to the grave if necessary and lay down his life for the Lord. And yet the Lord says, "Peter, before the cock crow, thou shalt deny me thrice." Three times, Peter, you will vow and say, "You do not even know me." And again, Peter disagreed with the Lord and says, "Lord, not so, not possible." And yet we read at the end of Luke chapter 22, whenever people came, as Peter had followed the Lord afar off, and then was now sitting down around that fire with the world, he denied the Lord three times with oaths and with cursings. And then we read that the cock crew. And it says in verse number 61 of Luke 22, "The Lord turned and looked on Peter. And Peter remembered the word of the Lord, how he had said unto him, before the cock crow, thou shalt deny me thrice. And Peter went out and wept bitterly." I would just love to be able to see that scene unfold. Peter has denied the Lord. The cock crows. And they're just taking the Lord to Pilate's judgment hall around about that time. And as Peter looks round, he sees the Lord that he loves and the Lord that loves Peter. And the Bible says the Lord looked upon Peter. I often wonder what sort of look that was. What type of look was it? Was it a look of anger? Was it a look of disappointment? Was it a look of scorn? Was it skeptical? Did the Lord look at Peter so grieved and so disappointed? Or was it a look of love? I believe that as the Lord looked upon Peter, Peter then remembered the words of the Lord, "Thou shalt deny me thrice, but listen, I have prayed for thee, that thy faith fail not." I believe that that look said more than 1,000 words. And if we could only understand how the Lord sees us and how the Lord views us as His people, with all of our faults and with all of our failings, love is more constraining than fear. And I believe it was the love that Christ had for Peter that melted Peter's heart to tears. He had sinned against one man who loved him more than anyone else had ever loved him. I, one who had loved him from before the foundation of the world, and one who would never cease or fail to love him. The Lord turned and looked upon Peter, as if to say, "Peter, you have hurt me. Peter, you have denied me. You have grieved me. Peter, you have broken my heart. But Peter, I love you. And Peter, that will never change. I have prayed for you. And I will continue to pray for you, that your faith does not fail, and that you'll be converted, that you'll be restored to a place of usefulness and God consciousness again." Somebody once said, "Failure is not final." And maybe as a Christian you have backslidden. Maybe as a Christian you have denied the Lord by your life. Maybe even by your lips. Maybe even by your testimony. And you feel so angry with yourself inside. So guilty, so ashamed, so helpless and so hopeless. I wonder, can you see the Lord in glory? The Lord looks upon you with love and mercy. Prays for you. You come and confess your sin. Confess your need. And enter into a place of usefulness again for God. Failure need not be final. God is the God of new beginnings. Maybe this could be a new beginning for you today. Maybe you've made promises before. You've served the Lord before. You've prayed. You've testified. You've been of use to the Lord. And your testimony has been profitable. But somewhere along the line you've let the Lord down. The Lord turned and looked upon Peter. And that was the thing that melted his heart to tears. Gentle Jesus, meek and mild, look upon a little child. As he looks upon you, will you look to him and behold afresh the Lamb of God that taketh away the sin of the world. God bless you, and may the Lord do a work in all of our hearts in these days.